Hello everybody, on our investor relations call on the half year results of Hypoalpha. Thank you for joining us today. Wolfgang Ebelmüller and myself will be guiding you through the slides. We estimate around 25-30 minutes, and then we will be available for your questions. You have seen our presentation, have hopefully received our presentation, which was put online this morning, and we would use the presentation slides to talk you through our half year results. So first of all, on page 2, you can see what we think are the 5 key achievements of the first 6 months in 2012. We were able to keep, I would say, slightly positive, or at least a zero line profitability or earnings on the first 6 months. That's for us the benchmark. As you know, this was the benchmark for the whole last year, and this continues to be our benchmark because we have half of our operations are in a wind-down mode, and around half of the operations are in our core markets where we continue to be profitable in the market and have very viable and well-positioned banks in the region. We have positive market impulses. We have basically 7% more customers compared to the year before, and we have been able to attract and make new business, new lending business of around 940 million. This is slightly below last year's lending business in the first half, but very active in the market in terms of lending. We were able to continue our downsizing program, which is most visible in the reduction of the total assets, but obviously also our liabilities, particularly the ones guaranteed by the province of Carinthia, have been further reduced in the first 6 months. On the NPL and risk costs, we continue to have a portfolio which is stable at a level of 9.9 billion, and we were able to continue to have the provision level at the same level as last year, or similar level as last year, with 125 million compared to 135 million. And lastly, we have been able, out of our own resources, to strengthen our capital quality via hybrid repurchase and have kept our capital ratios stable with the 9.5% total capital ratio. You know, we are not an EBA bank. For us, this is not applicable, but we have now more Common Tier 1 than we had before via the hybrid repurchase. We will come to that in a second. On page 3, you see some of the figures in a number of charts, and the first one under profitability, income expense, operating result, we would like to explain a little bit more in detail. You see that we have here 2 columns basically on the income side in the first chart, which is one before the fair value adjustment, one after the fair value adjustment, and as you might remember, a year ago we had in the first half year 66.4 million fair value support or implications. If we would not neutralize this with the close to 4.7 million or 4.7 million fair value adjustment this within this 6 months, you will see that our income has slightly dropped or far less than you would initially believe. Our costs have been adjusted accordingly, and therefore we believe, if you go into the operating result, that what we really want to convey here is that operationally we have been able to slightly improve. I say slightly improve, we are coming from a low level. This is because we are continuing to be in a restructuring and we are continuing to see a very challenging market. On the new business, as I mentioned before, we are fully in the markets with the units which are in the markets, which is our SE network, Italy and Austria. We are underwriting new business, and this is it's shown by the close to 900 million which we did in lending in the first 6 months. Total assets, again, you see the reduction, which we refer to. This is predominantly driven, obviously, by our liability structure, which is following its maturities, and therefore you will see a continuous downsizing of the group according to our plans and to our liabilities maturing. NPL loan book mentioned already, stable. We will come to this a little bit later, and also the risk cost close to the level of last year. Customer deposits, we mentioned, have been continuously increased in this market, and you know it's a very fearful competitive market. We continue to gather deposits in this market, and as a consequence, we are able to show an improvement of the loan-to-deposit ratio. On the liquidity side, we will come also to this point slightly later, but you can see that obviously the liquidity buffer continues to be at the level of the previous year. The excess liquidity, as we are paying back our maturities, our liabilities, is reducing, but we will come to our to the liquidity position in a second. Public guarantees continuously repaid according to our maturities. The own capital funds, very similar level as last year, and this is due to the hybrid repurchase. Obviously, the purchase price offered to the investors is reduced. This was a tier one capital, which became a tier one capital, but obviously with a completely different kind of quality as the new, as this has been converted into real equity in terms of common capital via a gain of around 153 million out of the repurchase volume and of total offer size of 225 million. And therefore you can see close or stable capital ratios to the common tier one we will come to a little bit later. And the risk-weighted assets have been reduced against negative macroeconomics, which saw some downgradings in our region, Slovenia, Spain, Italy, happened in July, so it's not included in the numbers, but obviously we felt that one as well. On page 4 you can see our P&L comparison, and here a couple of words to maybe the exceptional items and underlying business. If you compare and you have the numbers, the operating result, which is very comparable also to the result before tax, which we mentioned in our press release a few days ago, with 34.4 million in the first half of 2012, with a 91 million in the same period last year, you have to deduct then the fair value implications of 66.4 million in 2011 and 4.7 million in 2012, and then you would come to what I mentioned before, an operating result of 25 in the previous year versus 30 this year. I think it's also worthwhile to mention that the comparison on a pre-tax and operating result number is better than post-tax or post-minorities, because for the repurchase of hybrid capital for the gain of around 153 million, we will have an increased tax bill, and therefore you see a significant increase in taxes. In the first 6 months, we have allocated a charge of around 10 million, and therefore the positive impact of the hybrid buyback of 12 million is almost completely neutralized, and therefore this is not a one-off positive implications, at least it remained only 2 million of positive implications, and this needs to be mentioned in this comparison, which was unfortunately a little bit missed by the press earlier this week. Nevertheless, what we see is the reduced interest income, and the reduced interest income is partly as a consequence of an overall downsizing of the group, and partly we have to absorb that we are writing less new business, and that we are having higher costs for liabilities, particularly on the deposit side, as mentioned before, these implications are reflected in this number. Commission income is in on which you can see on our, for us on a low level. It was always on a low level. We are improving and have followed up with a lot of measures to improve, but commission income is very difficult to increase in this market, and it continues to be strongly aligned with new business volumes, and therefore as a consequence the commission income decreases. And is also one or the other exceptional element in the number. Therefore, the reduction of 22.5% is more than you would only see from an operational perspective. On personal expenses, you don't see the reduction here. On an average, 170 full term equivalent less than in the same period in 2011. This reduction, which predominantly happened in the first half year of 2012, will only be seen in the next period. We are continuing with our downsizing program also in the second half, so the expense level will not be significantly reduced compared to the previous period, but the long-term implications hopefully will then be very clearly visible in the next year. And you can see that we have reduced our overall cost by around 20 million, and this is due to the reduction in particular restructuring costs which we had to bear in the previous periods. If we then move to the segments, and you know this is basically the way how we show our segments now for more than a year, you can clearly see that our SCE network is the strongest contributor with 26 million. The comparison with the year before is not on a like-for-like basis, because you might remember that we are continuing. We have done a lot of so-called portfolio shifts, meaning that we transferred non-performing exposures to the wind down part and to other entities, or virtually in the segment analysis, as we have not been able to really complete the transactions in Croatia and Serbia, or real as we did end of last year in Slovenia and Bosnia-Herzegovina, and we are continuing to reshape obviously the SCE network on particular countries if we believe it is necessary. However, what can be seen here is that there is a clear positive outcome on the SE network, and we want to keep it that way. Austria is in the middle of a spin-off. We announced just 2 days ago that all the approvals, including the regulator approval, has been given, and the spin-off is now expected to happen in September, and after that you will basically have also legally an Austrian subsidiary, which is more or less reflected in these numbers here, because we have already allocated the part which will be spun off to the wind down segment. A clearly positive result. Austria since the end of the last year is a positive as a profitable bank, which, as you know, is in the process of being sold. We have no hurry in this kind of process. The market is also not very favorable for that, but the bank has been restructured, and we expect also to see continuous improvement in profitability on the Austrian bank. Italy, it's a slightly different case. Also here we had in February a spin-off. We reduced the portfolio with in the amount of around 800 million, but obviously Italy is facing a very difficult market, and it continues to be in a downsizing period. So therefore, our ambition in Italy is to keep a positive result, but clearly not a profitability which can be seen as sufficient. On the wind down, a lot of portfolios have been transferred to the wind down area, and you can see that we have done that out of good reasons. The wind down is continuing to be negative with quite a significant amount, 53.7 million loss in the first 6 months. We are faced in the wind down on a slightly different dynamics. Here we look at it that the capital which can be released out of the reduction of the portfolio should basically not be completely wiped out by losses, but losses per definition are not something which can be completely avoided in the wind down area, but with the strong and dedicated management as we have set it up, addressed. Overall, you come to the profitability which I explained on the previous page, which is on a post-tax basis, 2.6 million, so basically just at the zero line, and post-minorities, as was often mentioned, minus 10 million.
Okay, Wolfgang Wedemüller speaking to explain the current risk situation. On slide 6, we are showing further stabilization of the risk situation despite the difficult macroeconomic environment, which is mainly an issue in Italy and in our southeastern European core countries, where we are seeing GDP contraction rates from 1 to 2%. This, of course, has a certain influence on our current risk situation. Anyway, we could stabilize the cost of risks at the level of 125 million roundabout, which is a little bit below the annualized budget for the first half year. The total budget for the year is at 275 million, and the annualized part for the first half year would be at 37.5 million, so we are a little bit below that, and we are also a little bit below the cost of risk allocation which we had in the first half of the year 2011. I think that we are still on a quite stable cost of risk level is due to a quite close client monitoring and also successful workouts. The NPL level is quite stable throughout the year 2012, which is mainly due to the fact that we have substantial achievements with regards to wind down and exit activities. So the ongoing migration from the performing loan portfolio to the non-performing loan portfolio was more or less compensated by our wind down achievements. The decrease of the NPL coverage ratio, which is coming down to 75%, is mainly due to a very conservative approach to the evaluation of our collateral. We have performed a so-called valuation rush, where we reevaluated and reappraised the total collateral of our portfolio within the last year, and the decrease of the NPL coverage ratio is mainly due to this valuation rush. The increase of the NPL ratio up to 34% is mainly due to the fact that we also have decreased our total portfolio. So this is mainly pure arithmetics and has nothing to do with an actual increase of our NPL ratio. On the next slide, number 7, you can see the risk structure of the viable entities, which is clearly improving. The NPL ratio in our defined core markets, this is the Southeastern European network, the Austrian bank and the Italian bank is together around about at 15%, which is of course also an effect of the portfolio brush which we have performed by taking out a substantial part of the non-performing loan portfolio and carving out these parts of the portfolio to the wind down perimeter. We have a clear reductions in clients with poor credit worthiness also. If you have a look on the asset quality loan book by segments, you can see that in the ACE network, we are currently at an NPL ratio, as already mentioned, of 15%. We have a quite high watch loan ratio, which is at the level of more than 19%, and this is, of course, one of the effects of the deteriorating macroeconomic surroundings, especially in southeastern Europe on the Western Balkans. The same situation we have also in Italy, where macroeconomic current situation is quite gloomy and the expectations are on a low level. There we have an NPL ratio of 16.8 and also a quite high watch loan ratio at 7%, which is mainly due to the macroeconomic situation. In Austria, regarding the Austrian bank, we have a very low post-brush NPL ratio, and also the watch loan ratio is on a very low level. We have split the Austrian bank and non-performing loan portfolio, and a substantial part of watch loan portfolio has been upstreamed to the holding level. And the wind down bank shows a clear picture where the dominating part is with round about 70% non-performing loans, and the rest is performing with watch loan ratio of around 7.7%, and the performing part of the portfolio are mainly exposures which we would not like to have in the long run in the portfolios of our ongoing perimeter. Just a few remarks to the rating distribution. Here we see a slight reduction within the rating class 1, in the top rating class, which is mainly due to the reduction in our public finance business, reductions of deposits with central banks. 2 and 3 are showing light increases, respectively light decreases. These are the rating classes where we are doing our core business, corporate and retail. Rating class 4 is the watch loan rating class, where we have a slight decrease, and in non-performing we have an increase up to 34%, and I already mentioned that this is mainly due to the fact that the total portfolio has been substantially reduced.
We are now coming to page 8 on capital and liquidity. Part of this I mentioned already, obviously the risk-weighted assets reduction, which we are, given our wind-down strategy, seeing over the months, has been impacted negatively in the first half by Slovenia and Spain downgrades. We have obviously seen now an Italian downgrade in July, which is quite a large implication, which has quite a large implication for us as a group. We are facing, therefore, this kind of market environment, and the measures which we are putting against it is a wind down of our assets. Nevertheless, we were able to reduce risk-weighted assets by 573 million, and we have been able, in the period, to improve our capital not on an overall Tier 1, but on a common Tier 1 level with 153 million. I mentioned already before the hybrid transaction, which was the reason for that. On liquidity and funding, as you know, we are repaying our public guaranteed bonds as they mature. We had a repayment in the first half year, larger repayment, and the total repayment on our liabilities of around 1.4 billion. Here, the outlook is for the next 12 months, short-term liquidity needs are completely covered. We have to repay 1.5 billion in the next 12 months. We have, as seen before, excess liquidity and a buffer in total of 3.75 billion. We are expecting intergroup repayments of refinancing lines of 1.6 billion. I would like to mention these repayments are happening at the same time as our subsidiaries are obviously writing new business, as you have seen before. We are having a very balanced view on being fully in the market, keeping our market shares, and at the same time reduce the dependency from the holding. We expect to generate cash in the wind-down operations of around 1 billion. On the multi-year plan, we are coming into the open budgeting phase, and we have obviously a number of measures to address our future maturities. These measures will obviously be put into the context of the macroeconomic development. We have existing cover pools, which we use for public or leasing securitization or collateralized funding transactions, and we are generating new business, which can also be used in the future for similar transaction, and are in the process of building up a platform which facilitates these kind of transactions. Of course, we continue to gather deposits. As you have seen, we have done this in the past, and we continue to do that in the future. Ultimately, we obviously will align over the next years our new lending volumes with our overall funding plan. This leads me to the next page nine, just a very quick overlook, which again shows how active we are in the market. I leave this to you, but I think it is important for us to show that we are a key bank in the region in which we operate, with increasing number of customers, increasing and stable market shares. We continue to strengthen that franchise as we can. The challenges, and this is on page number 10, which we expect for the second half, is we are continuing to keep our ambitious target for 2012, which means we are aiming to keep the zero line result also for the full year. While we are continuing our restructuring and efficiency programs throughout the group to improve underlying profitability in the coming years. The preparation for the reprivatizations have started now, also for the SEE network. We, as you know, have announced some time ago that we will have Deutsche Bank advising us on this. What we aim to do is being prepared for the time when the M&A market recovers. Therefore, we are working on all three core units, also being in Austria, Italy, and the SEE network to prepare ourselves for such time. Capital resources, you know that there's an ongoing public discussion around the capital levels which we require. We expect that the regulator, via the National Bank and the FMA, will update their assessment on a capital requirement. We, as a management and as a bank, try to minimize and actually, if possible, avoid further capital from the taxpayer, and are in intensive discussions on that topic. The EU state aid process is one which has taken already a very long time. It's not fully under our control, but we hope and we're working hard towards the deadlines which we receive from the Commission. We have some indication that we could expect a conclusion of this process towards the end of this year, beginning of 2013. With regards to the stability of our result, I think it is extremely important to mention that we are in a very difficult market environment. That's no surprise. We keep the operative banking part, in the positive zone, and we are continuing to aim for the zero line also for the full year. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a quick snapshot on what has happened with the group in terms of financials in the first half. And we are now ready to take your questions, Wolfgang Edelmüller on the risk side and from the CFO side, myself, Johannes Poksch. Please ask your questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal.
Okay.
As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1.
Ist jemand in der Leitung mit Fragen oder nicht? Nicht? Okay. Sag mir dann, weil ich würde dann abschließen, oder?
We have no questions.
Oder? Ja. Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your attention. I leave it with that and hope that you still have a good holiday period in August. Thank you for having listened into our half-year results. Goodbye.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.